the deal is basically about whether you just insist that emptiness is the be all end all, and then you have a problem with the qualities and the luminosity and all that stuff, especially if it sounds like it's reified. Or you follow more the disclosure model. So there's the extreme pole of it's just emptiness, period. And then there's the other extreme, well, it's all the qualities are there already from the very beginning, but there's many shades in between in presentations of Tibetan masters, and I think there still is a lot of work to be done still to tease those out. Rather than going from, you know, just talking about from one extreme to the other. And then I think in terms of practice, it also has tremendous impact on the whole view of the path and what purification and all those kinds of things are, because without Buddha nature, on the path, fundamentally, you have two jobs, which means you have to purify the obscurations and then you have to create the qualities of a Buddha. But on the Buddha nature, at least on the disclosure model, where it said the qualities already exist naturally, even in sentient beings, then you only have one job, which means once you purify the adventitious stains, that's it, because the qualities are already there. So you could say, you know, that makes life so much easier. So purifying what obscures is enough to for what is already there in terms of natural qualities to be revealed, rather than having to create it. So I think that's a tremendous impact on the whole outlook of what the path is about.